gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Ryan McKay and T. David.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T. Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top. We're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. T, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it has. You know, life been happening. Life's good. We back, y'all.
Yeah, so let's just jump right on into it. You actually had something you wanted to get off your chest that happened over the weekend.
So we've been going, and a lot has happened, but we're going to just start off where we are in the NBA. Now, I think Zaza Pachulia, whatever his name, something got to be done with him. Now, this is a league where they, you know, they give you these fines for flagrant fouls or whatever, but the team needs to be like, all right, we're going to take the dude that's 15th on the bench. We want you to come in and go ahead and clean up that mess. So if you get ejected, like, it ain't going to be no loss. We'll pay your fine and call it a day. Because that whole thing he did with Russell Westbrook, what was it, Saturday?
Like, yes.
We all play basketball. No, we all, as in most of the people that listen to us, maybe some of y'all haven't. But if you see the play, usually when people fall by your legs, you jump and try to avoid falling on them.
Right.
He saw the opportunity, like, because he kind of looked down like, oh, now I can just fall on his leg. He fell on him with his full weight and then going to just kind of have a little snide remark when they ask you about Westbrook calling you dirty.
Yeah, but Zaza Pachulia, as his name is pronounced, he was very cognizant of the situation, and he knew what he was doing. You could tell by the way he fell, but this guy is one with a history. I mean, he's the same one that took Kawhi Leonard out of the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Yes, and Kawhi Leonard ain't played since. So,
I mean, come on, bro. Look, you take approach step. You challenge the shot. Dude rises up. There's no reason for you to take another approach step. Most people don't want to foul, so they're not going to take that third step like he slid up directly up under him.
Right.
Now, you can say you didn't know he was going to do that. You don't even have to have it as a chance. But with this Westbrook thing, like, you clearly WWE style fell on him. Like, with all your weight, like, he didn't even try to catch his body weight. Like, if for some reason somebody could say, oh, well, he might have lost his balance, he did not try to keep his body, full body weight from laying on the man. Then he pushed up, used his head or shoulder or something, pushed up. I was like, I need one of your other players. Either his teammates didn't see it or they didn't care enough.
Okay.
But I feel like somebody would have been like, okay, we're going to get him back for this.
Kevin Durant has already come out and said he didn't believe it was dirty at all. He didn't believe that there was any intent to hurt Westbrook.
What else Kevin Durant going to say? Like, when you know you got a dirty player on your team, you just really be like, I'm happy he on my team. Because David Fizdale or Fizdale, y'all know I'm having, it don't matter that we've been gone. I ain't learned names no better. Fizdale, whatever his name is, he's like, oh, he one of the guys you want on your team. It was making a big deal out of it. I was like, when you even say that comment, you know, this ain't the league where the Pistons like, okay, y'all gonna knock Isaiah Thomas down, Lambeer or Rick Mahorn, one of them gonna be like, all right, what do you go up for a layup?
Right.
We'll get you back. You can't do that now because any kind of fall hard, make somebody fall hard, it's going to be a flagrant one. They all run over to the little laptops and computers. I can't.
Yeah. No. Had too much to be said. I want to see if he's going to get fined. The NBA hadn't
come out. He's not going to get fined. It's Monday. If he was going to, they don't have time to look at that Saturday night and Sunday, all day Sunday.
Right. Yeah, I bet he's watched with a, you know. But, I mean, like Fizdale said, I mean, that's that man's job. I mean, he knows what his position is on that team. He's the one to come in and do the dirty work. Like you said, the Lambeer and the Horn of the team. The one that,
I'm fine with doing dirty work. You can be dirty in the course of play. Like the dirty stuff, okay, the dirty play that he did with Kawhi, I don't like it, but you can kind of make some kind of argument for, oh, I was just doing my, you know, challenging the shot.
Right.
You just falling on this man's leg with all your weight and no reason for you to fall besides you see an opportunity. That's a whole nother level of dirty. Like if, let's say he hurt Westbrook and had hurt his meniscus or sprained his knee. Now, one of your best players on OKC hurt and out because it is. Like, this is already looking bad for the NBA. Because people still, you know, there's like the Warriors going to run through everybody or whatever, which I don't know that to be the case. They're giving Houston a little bit of a chance, but not much. Anyway, I just don't want people out there just straight WWE style falling on people.
Well, you know, if we lose a superstar to injuries, you know, it may not be as prevalent here in the very near future, because if we're talking playoffs, Adam Silver over the weekend came out and during All-Star break came out and said that there's a possibility they will be looking into maybe possibly changing the playoff format to be best 1 through 16 instead of doing it by conference.
Well, we've been telling them to do what the WNBA did for a while. Maybe they're listening to our phone call conversation.
Well, it worked. I mean, it worked for the WNBA, which, you know, they needed something because they just something, you know, it benefits a league, you know, on the WNBA status that the two best teams, regardless of conference, play each other because it makes for better TV. It makes for a better game, better series. So maybe the NBA is, you know, seeing that is something they could use as well. I also believe, like I heard a few times throughout different shows I watched during last week, that Adam Silver may be getting ahead of the possibility that LeBron heads west. You never know, that might be his deal. And LeBron came out and spoke against the playoff reformat, where he said, you know, You know, it's fine to tinker with the All-Star game the way they did, have, you know, teams being drafted, this, that, and other. But, you know, let's not get crazy and mess with the playoff format. A lot of people think that's him just kind of, you know, getting people's talking, thinking, okay, he might stay in Cleveland. And then, you know, when he bolts, it'll be a big surprise. I don't know.
He ain't going nowhere. Right. Okay, y'all stop it. He has no reason to go to the West Coast, period. But no. The Lakers are too young. No, he's not going to go there to rebuild.
Right. Why
would you go to the Rockets and form another super team for everybody to be like, oh, well, the only reason you can win is when you go and get on a super team.
Right. We're going to get into LeBron and his where we think he might go here in a minute. But I want to...
Okay. Well, I'm going to comment on this piece then, on the 16 game.
Right,
thing.
Right, right.
I mean, on the top 16 piece. Look, if you can win, especially if you come out of the East, because the East is so garbage. Like, nobody wants to see. I don't want to see Golden State and Cleveland again. And that's likely what's going to happen because Boston not good. Philly is too young. Now, if they could have some kind of growth spurt here in these next 20 games, they could give some people some trouble. Because that Embiid kid, you know, that young man, he can ball.
Right.
He's going to be a handful for anybody. This is his first year. So, I mean, the East is just slow. I'm sorry. It's not good. I thought that LeBron was supposed to be good. I mean, they lost to San Antonio, who just got a bunch of, you know, pop, don't pick some good basketball players. Because I still don't think LaMarcus Aldridge is any more than a star. It's just not good. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell, obviously, by that San Antonio-Cleveland game. The Cavaliers, you know, I know they won two games right off the bat when they made all those trades a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they won like three in a row or something.
Right.
They, like, oh, they got a new, yeah, go sit down somewhere.
Yeah, and it's going to take a little while for them to gel. And but I do think they're a lot younger, a lot more, you know, able to get up and down, which is what LeBron's going to love, you know, come playoff time. But the league wants Toronto to be the nemesis for the Cavs so bad. But I know Toronto's number one in the East right now, but that means absolutely nothing.
The same thing that it meant for Boston.
Yeah. And like you said, Boston, who was hot early in the year, kind of fizzled offensively here in the last few weeks. And
then my boy and he got hurt. This might be a whole different story.
Gordon Haywood.
If Gordon hadn't got hurt, you know, this might be looking better for Boston to actually compete against Cleveland.
Right.
But if this was Fish, we all be drawn. The NBA need to do something. They need to raise the rim or do something. I'm tired of these layup dunks where people dunking and their foot coming 2 inches off the ground. They need to do something to change it. And the All-Star game don't count
because
don't nobody really care about that.
Yeah, that's very true.
Football but, fishes out there or something. Brian, you cannot imagine the number of travels I watched that San Antonio game. I didn't watch all of it. But they were traveling. Illegal screens, so many illegal screens. I was like, when the last time you could just kind of screen and kind of scoot over and roll into somebody? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first episode.
Oh, no. I understand. Well, you spoke, you kind of threw it out in there in that last topic about LeBron and possibly going out west. There's a lot of different speculations out there. You know, for the longest time, it was, you know, LeBron's going to L.A. LeBron's going to L.A. It was just a matter of whether it was going to be the Lakers or the Clippers.
And that was devastating. Go ahead.
The 76ers are another landing spot people are talking about. Houston Rockets, so he can play with Chris Paul and Carmelo Anthony. And then, you know, there's always... I'm sorry, I said Carmelo Anthony. Paul and James Harden. Yes.
Okay. I was like, what is happening that I don't know about?
Yeah, I had Carmelo on my brain. James Harden. And then there's also the possibility of him staying in Cleveland. If I had my just wild guest out there, if I had that, I would really call him, I'd really see him going, and mind you, he can do this, what I'm about to say, he can do this from anywhere in the country, because that's the way the world is nowadays, but... If he goes to L.A., I think he really wants to do this, you know, to be this media mogul and this, you know, this little production company he has. He wants to make that the next big thing and, you know, to set him, you know, for later in life. He also wants to go to a place where hopefully he can be, you know, he can prolong his career long enough to be able to play with his son, his oldest son.
Tell me, how old is his son?
He's in this, going into eighth grade next year.
So he's like 14 or something?
Mm-hmm.
Have a seat. Go ahead.
But
your son, you got to pay 6 more years or something. Because he can't, unless they change the rule, he can't come out after his high school year.
Oh, we're going to get to that later on. We talk about the FBI investigation. Gonna get into that.
That could flip some things, you're right. So, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Finish on your LeBron moving.
Well, I can see him being beneficial as far as moving to L.A. I mean, in his mind, he doesn't have anything else to prove in Cleveland. He came back. He won a championship for them. You know, him and Dan Gilbert still don't get along. I don't think they're ever going to get along. Of course, I think that's going to go for just about anybody that's over LeBron. He left Miami because he couldn't get along with Pat Riley and them. They wouldn't let him and his crew do whatever they wanted to do. It's almost like if you don't give LeBron free reign, do whatever he wants to do, he's not going to like you and he ain't going to be there very long. So,
Well, I mean, if Magic can put up with LeVar and his foolishness, he can put up with that, I suppose, for however many years. But I just don't want him coming there stunting the growth of our other players. Like, because he's a ball dominant player. Like, he likes to have the ball. We saw him sharing with Kyrie, but most of generally, like, with this kind of team, he going to want to still have the ball because we don't have a Kyrie yet. And Ingram, I'm really loving him. I also like the kid from Villanova. What's his name?
Josh Hart.
I like Hart a lot.
And I know you like Kuzma.
Oh, I love Kuzma.
It's been a couple of months now, but I got a text from T. I'd like to let everybody know that Kyle Kuzma is our best player.
Well, I tried to tell y'all, I texted about 4 or 5 people with that before the season started. And I ain't getting no responses. No, yes, you right. And then I was like, well, okay, they must don't believe it. Anywho. You know, Ingram 1-1-8, because Ingram is coming out of his little shell. I'm liking the way he's developing, because he still had them deer legs. You know, when baby deers, they first born, they still be wobbling a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he still didn't seem to have his motor skills, hadn't really caught up with how tall he was. But now his movements are starting to be more fluid, and I'm like, yeah, he might be nice. So we got good pieces. I don't see why you would come to L.A. Because like everybody said, like, you can't come to L.A. and not win a championship. Like, anytime we've got a superstar like that to come, whether it's Kareem or whoever, like, we've won a championship. Like, that's why superstars come. And, well, he might be able to push us over the top with him and one other big person. But, shoot, Cousins don't mess around. Toys, they see it. Achilles, I don't know who else. Paul George, he may not leave. Okay, see, so I don't know who else they're going to come now.
Another team that's kind of popped in there, and this is basically based solely on LeBron's urge to want to win more championships. Mm-hmm. He could also go to San Antonio.
Now, I know. Never seen Kawhi about to leave there. I don't know.
Right. Now, like you say, Kawhi, and, you know, there's been some development with that where he's not even coming. And he's like,
I'm sitting out.
Yeah, I'm not coming back this year.
I don't care what y'all are talking about, that I'm cleared to play. And you can't tell me, like, he's been living in his body all his life. Now, it's some Michael Jordans and Kobe Bryants and whoever else is of the world. I'm sure there's plenty of other players that we don't know about that, you know, play with some pain.
Mm-hmm.
He don't seem to be that guy. And especially when you're about to come up on your contract year, don't go out there and pull Isaiah Thomas and then make something worse, and then don't play well, and then be like, are y'all going to still give me my $219 million? No, you've been hurt a lot. We're going to give you $150 million. Because Isaiah Thomas, if he went back, he sure wouldn't be playing. He wouldn't have played for Boston, I bet. I bet he would have sat down and not played on that bad hill.
Yeah, I think that he's a cautionary tale for anyone who gets injured now. You know.
Yeah. And you don't know how you're going to return or how much worse. And honestly, you can't really, like, if I was an NBA player, I would always get a second opinion. Because the doctor worked for the team.
And who knew that Kawhi would be this vocal about his situation, because we never heard Kawhi speak.
This is nonverbal skills coming through. He's still not talking. He's just not playing. He's using his nonverbal skills. Not playing.
Oh, yeah, but.
He ain't came out and said nothing. You know, somebody catch you at practice or in the locker room, like when they caught Pop, it looked like it was a practice when they asked him when was Kawhi coming back. He was like, well, if he don't come back in the next couple of days, then. Well, he didn't say he said, you know, if they don't come back in the next couple of days, then they can't come back, basically, because playoffs around the corner. But nobody seemed to be able to catch him anywhere. TMZ ain't called him. Like, you know, TMZ be catching everybody. They ain't called him out at the parking lot, at some restaurant. I don't know. So, I don't know that he's going to stay there.
Well, I'm just looking forward to Los Angeles Lakers 2024 of LeBron Jr., LeBron, Lonzo Ball, LiAngelo Ball, and LaMelo Ball in your starting lineup.
Definitely is a lie. Woo! Ain't no way. The Ball family won't even be part of that'll be a distant memory.
Not to prolong on them, because I have nothing really to talk about with them as far as, you know, newsworthy. But they're, for everyone who's on Facebook, check out Ball and the Family. Their little miniseries, reality show, is very good. I enjoy it. The new episodes come out every Sunday. It's really, really well done. Gives you an inside look.
They talk about the boy getting a girl pregnant. Or is that not on now?
It hadn't come up yet. They just now on the show, they just played their first game overseas. So it hadn't got that far.
So can we have a sidebar?
Go ahead.
I asked that like you're not going to say yes. So what are your thoughts on... What would you advise young men if you don't have a child, as far as having kids at this stage in your life? What would be your advice? And what is your thoughts? I have plenty.
I mean, if you don't have a child at this point,
right? You're 19 years old. You just started a new job.
You got a lot of time to have children.
Just saying.
A lot of time, and especially the way medicine and technology is now. Children can be had older and older.
I'm going to say it, young man. I'm going to say it for all the young men that's going to listen to this. You can get a vasectomy, and it can be reversed.
Yes.
So if you just feel like you're too hot to try and you don't want to use a condom, which I would still advise you to use a condom because of STI, sexually transmitted infection, just so we clear. However, I mean, just 19, you in a new job. You got plenty of stress and a baby and a baby's mother to the equation. It's not about to help your situation. And did you see the show that was on Fox just Sunday with Tyquan Greer?
No.
You didn't watch? So, I think Dwayne Wade had to do something with it. They followed two kids from Orr High School, ORR, in Chicago, Illinois area.
And okay, I know what you're talking about. I've not seen it, but I do know the story. Go ahead.
Well, I ain't going to tell all of the story, but, you know, at the very end of the show, I'm going to just say this. When they show the kids T. Davis goes to University of Florida, Brian McKay goes to Ole Miss, and they have a little picture of you up there, whatever. Mm. About three of them had kids on their arm.
Oh,
Lord. Go sit down somewhere. Like, you can't take care of yourself. Like, when you watch it, we're going to talk about it next week. Hopefully you can find it.
Okay.
And we'll talk about that even further. Because I was just like, it's bad out here, Brian. It is harder than I thought. And I think I'm all over the place right now. But I'm excited we back. And I think LeBron James, I think he should actually do a show or do his own documentary of like how he came up. Because I didn't realize how bad it was. He was doing a little interview with somebody on YouTube with Chris Carter. Something Carter, whatever the Carter guy name is. And he was talking about being the bottoms. That's what they call it. And that's like the lowest, like, ghetto, like, bad times area. I knew he had, they struggled and moved a lot. I didn't know it was as bad as, he was saying it was. And I think it was valuable that, he didn't rush it. Like, he had the girlfriend, but he didn't, she didn't get pregnant until a couple of years into him being in the league and all that. They didn't still have kids and all. And I think that's, I don't know if he had some mentor that helped him with that,
Right.
But I think that's a story that needs to be told and that could be valuable for some of these young men out here, procreating and then can't provide and then get themselves in the situation. Because some of these young ladies, unfortunately, they don't have your best interest. They see dollar signs And then, yeah. So we'll talk about that when you watch it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll get into that next week. Let me get a chance to get that.
No, we talk about the FBI.
No, we got one more thing I want to touch on before we get to the FBI. And that's As the World Turns in Dallas, Texas.
Lord have mercy.
So I sent you the article, and for everyone who doesn't know, I don't want you to go and check out Sports Illustrated story on the Dallas Mavericks sexual harassment scandal. I'm not going to tell you every detail. We're just going to kind of hit on a few things, but it's definitely worth your time to go and check that story out. So I guess I sent you the story.
That's not funny. Go ahead.
I sent you the story. What was your first thoughts when you
heard? My first thought is that I wasn't surprised. However, I'm surprised more men come out before now. And this don't seem like it would have came out if this Sports Illustrated person had did some investigating. Like with this Me Too movement and all the people that have been coming out, I'm surprised none of those women was like, oh yeah, Me Too, happening in Dallas. With the Mavericks.
Right.
But it's so blatant. How you gonna say somebody tell some woman, I bet you been gangbanged
or she will be that weekend. What's your plans for the weekend?
why would that ever be an appropriate thing to say to anybody?
This is an individual who held his position as president for the Mavericks for 18 years. And then, once he left there, went to Under Armour, I believe it was, and he was gone within 2 months. So, yeah, Under Armour did a lot better job of... Right. And for everyone who doesn't know, we're talking about... I'm going to butcher this name, but you know what? T Butcher's names all the time, so
I kill him. Chukuchula, whatever his name. So it's all good. Go for it.
Tardima Usery.
Usery.
So, like you said, I'm surprised this hadn't come out before now, and I just want to see what else, because this story is not over with. I just have a feeling that eventually it's going to come to a point where either Mark Cuban is completely exonerated, which I don't know how he could be, considering he's, you know, known for being such a hands-on owner.
That's what everybody talked about. Like, that he is known to be like a micromanager, pretty much.
Right.
He even said that he just took the guy's word for it, that he punched girl in the eye. That, you know, whatever story he told her, I don't care what story he told you. Would that ever be acceptable? I don't know if you got a daughter, but if you punched your wife in the eye or your sister, your aunt, somebody, would you think that was okay and not do any more investigation? No. But because, I mean, she did this. Well, I don't care if she spit in your face. You know how I feel about spitting.
Yes.
You can't just be punching nobody. No woman in the eye. And somebody find about it at your job and don't investigate and be like, bro, you need to go to some class and do something. No, we just gonna let you keep the job. And I don't know, did the lady wind up leaving?
That's why I can't find any.
Because none of them seem like they stayed.
Right.
And then they would just kind of tell each other, oh, don't get caught in the elevator with him. I have a little bit of a problem with that. And I am not victim blame for anybody that want to call it that. But they're... Like, for 18 years, this has been happening. Somebody, and yeah, they went to what they said they told HR. HR did nothing about it.
Right.
It's plenty of ways to leak information. People be leaking information all the time. So SI, ESPN, Dallas reporting team in the area that covered the Mavericks. Somebody would have loved this story, and something would have had to happen before all these women that had to deal with this man.
Yeah.
But y'all are like, oh, well, don't get caught in the elevator with him. Like, you don't know where he gonna step on the elevator and you own it? And what, you just gotta get off of it?
That comment and the other thing that threw me was the comment the lady said that she she felt better. She felt more at ease being in the locker room with the players than she was when she went back to her desk.
And that tells you that all this locker room talk, like 45 talking about, that's what locker room talk. Clearly, it don't sound like that, because if they more comfortable in the locker room, they're actually in their administrative areas. There's something wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's interesting. I'm sure we're going to be talking about this more as more details come out.
But you know what's sad, Brian?
What's that?
And this might not be on your list. More of this is going on than people are saying.
Yeah, like,
because if it's happening there, it's probably happening at another NBA team. But look, it may not be as, you know, on this high of a level. And we're looking at Michigan State now, because we all forgot about Baylor's sins. Now we're looking at Michigan State.
Right.
Well, imagine all the schools that don't nobody care about, because, you know, they're not Michigan State. And most people be like, oh, well, I didn't even know that was a school. Imagine all these places where this stuff is going on. Because Michigan, they should close their athletic department.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know what's going on in many different places. It just yeah. hasn't come out yet. And it, like you said, it didn't surprise you when you read the story, when you heard the story.
That's sad in and of itself.
Yeah, well, it's way this Me Too movement is going. Nothing surprises me when I turn on TV nowadays and see something. It just...
I don't understand it. I shouldn't understand it, because then it'll make me not be have a good mindset or whatever be going on with these people that feel like it's okay to say anything and do anything to people. But I don't know what's going to change, but we'll see, if anything.
Yeah, like I said, I'm sure there'll be more that comes out with this, and we'll speak on it further as it does, as it develops. But I want to get to our last topic today. And speaking of things that don't surprise anybody, the FBI investigation into some college basketball recruiting violations, some impermissible benefits. And basically, they raided the ASM Sports Management Office, which is, you know, marketing and agents, you know, a plenty, and got a bunch of different information. There was, you know, just talk for weeks now. This big bombshell was going to happen, and there was going to be a bunch of people implicated. And I'll just read you some of the things I got it here in front of me. Potential impermissible benefits and preferential treatment for players and families from the following schools: Alabama, Duke, Kentucky, LSU, Maryland, Michigan State, NC State, North Carolina, Seton Hall, Texas, USC, Washington. And then you got the schools named, and former ASM sports employee Christian Dawkins' expense report, which were seeking reimbursements of thousands of dollars paid to families and players of Clemson, Kansas, Louisville, Michigan State, South Carolina, Texas, et cetera, et cetera. And then, you know, schools that were involved in meeting with the Dawkins, you know, got Alabama, Duke, Iowa State, Kentucky, North Carolina, you know, keeps going Arizona. On.
Mr. Smith, you got caught on tape. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Schools with active players implicated: Colin Sexton from Alabama, Duke with Wendell Carter Jr., Kentucky, Kevin Knox, Michigan State, Miles Bridges, South Carolina, Brian Bowen, Texas, Eric Davis Jr., your cousin, USC, USC with Benny Boatwright. I mean, like you said, Sean Miller, who was caught on tape discussing a $100,000 payment plan for, his name escapes me now, but he's playing on the team with them now, but the freshman, and it's just, and there's supposedly more to come. But that was a pretty big blow, and it didn't shock me.
Nobody's surprised, man. We know this is going on. I don't know why they don't just pay these kids. They're making the money. Again, you got schools that'll be like, oh, well, we can't afford it. Well, guess what? That means it's like when you in the real world. If you're good at what you do, you get to work for the Nikes, the Googles of the world. If you're mediocre, you get to work for Yahoo and Hotmail or somewhere. You know, then if you, you know, low level, you might either be doing some nonprofit work or just, you know, getting like this really low grade. Like, that's how life is. So if you good enough and Duke want to pay you and you want to go here, give them money. Because y'all making all this money off these kids. Look at all the money Alabama got.
Right.
That they, I mean, all these championships, while they do share the pot with the SEC, take a percentage so everybody can survive. Mm-hmm. Like, they got so many millions of dollars. Like, so many millions. That ain't counting all the people that's buying Alabama gear. Well, and why are they buying it? Because they like some athlete that play and the team is doing well. And you can only do so much with facilities, Brian, and make your facilities cute and nice. And you can play these people.
Well, I think what's going to happen, because the NCAA is going to fight paying players to the day it dies.
It's going to mess around and die the way they're going.
They're going to fight that to the death. So what I think is going to realistically happen after all this, and there's NBA players implicated in this as well, who came out and drafted.
I felt so sad when I saw his name. Go ahead.
Kyle Kuzma, Markelle Fultz, you know, all of those.
Dennis Smith,
yeah, junior from Dallas Mavericks, yes. What I think is going to happen, ultimately, is they're going to do away with the one and done. They're going to let players come out of high school again. And college basketball will go back to getting those players who are not good enough to play in the NBA or to be a star in the NBA, and just, you know, there won't be any stars left in college basketball.
But they'll still be making a lot of money, Brian.
Oh, I know. The NCAA tournament is the biggest money maker there is besides the college football championship.
And I would say, now you still got the Final Four thing with college football. They still, you got the World Series for baseball. They still making a lot of money.
Yeah, they're going to be fine financially.
And so, yeah, the one and done might be over. Then that's going to be the NBA said that y'all going to have to come up with a better form system than the college ranks, which is what, I don't know what that, like, on some level you want to say, yeah, that's racist. Like, what's his name that's called the one and done rule, the racist?
Stan Van Gundy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, when tennis players, which is a predominantly white sport, or Europeans or whoever, they 16 and can go out and make money. Don't nobody question it. You know, baseball players, they get these, you know, you can go to minor leagues or do whatever. If you want to go to college, you can, but they go to farm team. They start making money straight out. But because basketball is predominantly black guys that's going to be coming out and making all this money, what other reason can we kind of say that y'all doing it?
Well, you know, and if they don't do it,
there's some other factors, obviously, but
right,
that seems to be one that nobody wants to really talk about.
If they don't immediately do away with the one and done, there's always the Junior Basketball Association, headed up by the Big Baller Brand.
Bye.
We didn't get into that, but I would love to see how that's going to play out next year.
Look.
He talked about it a little bit on his reality show. And
the NBA going to hear it. Swiftly and professionally remove that one and done. If anything like that, he come up with some foolishness like that. Which again, I don't know, kids, if you don't want to play and go to college, if you have no desire whatsoever to get some kind of next level education, go overseas. Get paid. Yeah, you'll be away from home, but it's probably going to help you grow up a little too. You're going to be in a different environment. You ain't got your mom, your little friends all around you. Go overseas, because I still don't understand why old boy that's playing for Philly right now didn't play somewhere in Australia where he going to come up here to go at LSU and then talk crazy about how the NCAA should make you do it. You didn't have to. You already live in a country where you could just play professionally for one season and then go into the league.
Yeah, and for those who don't, I always gotta help the listeners out with tea. She's speaking of Ben Simmons that went to LSU.
Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all should know, people. The people that's listening to this should know. Ben Simmons, he went to LSU, people. He from Australia. He could have stayed over there and played professionally or went to some other part of the country and played 1 year professionally. And guess what? His skill set was not going to change. He still would have got drafted number one by Philly.
Yeah, I mean, he basically just wasted LSU's time and energy. Yeah, because
he didn't even help them get to an NCAA tournament.
Yeah, and as soon as the basketball season was over with, he bounced. Yeah. Didn't even finish school.
So, if you're that kind of cat, you know you just not don't want nothing to do with college, because college ain't for everybody. It is not. And we like to tell people out of high school, that's the next step. But it's not for everybody. Right. And if you know, you just think you're going to be that person, even though we know about 3 or 4% of y'all will make it, even less than the NBA, go ahead and go overseas. It's plenty of agents. We see y'all dealing with agents already. All of those agents have contacts overseas too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but yeah, like I said, it's going to be more to come with this FBI probe, and, you know, just interesting to see, because the NCAA basically right now is letting the schools discipline themselves, and a bunch of the players who are currently playing have been, you know, exonerated as far as their compliance, and are continuing to play, but I just can't imagine that if all this is actually true, you know, if there's actually, they got the receipts on all these things. The NCAA tournament.
What y'all gonna
do?
NCAA tournament. Ain't nobody gonna be playing in the NCAA tournament. Dude, okay, I don't know nothing about Mike Krzyzewski. Y'all can tell me how good of a guy he is. We don't see a lot of people got these split personalities, dissociative identity disorder, whatever. He just got 3 of the top, like, 5 players to come to Duke.
Yeah, coming next year. Mm-hmm.
What's the chance?
Yeah. Yes, it's
going to
be
they left Kentucky, now they all going to Duke.
Going to be interesting to see where this goes. But before we wrap up, you have anything you'd like to add?
Do I have anything I'd like to add? No, but y'all got to get it together, people. We better than this. Did you go see Black Panther?
I have not.
Yeah, me neither.
I plan on going.
Next week.
Yeah, plan on coming.
My intention is to try to see it this weekend, but, you know.
Mine as well. I'm trying to just let the crowds die down. They're still making way too much money, so I know people still going.
Yeah, I was like, wow. They made 100-something million this weekend.
And don't get me wrong. I'm happy for them, but you know as well as anybody else that knows me, I don't like big crowds. So I'm gonna wait on the crowds to die on down.
I mean, yeah, cause you can't just be sitting there laughing and I'm missing lines because you still laughing on something that happened 3 seasons ago.
We're not even gonna get started on the fact that Black Panther made $700 million in 2 straight weekends, and concession stand made $16 total. So now they want to ban people from bringing in big purses.
Yes, they trying to have but a little baby purse, because y'all ain't gonna be going to Dollar Tree and getting y'all little Skittles and your candy bars and all and sneaking them into the concession. Into the movie.
I've been known to sneak a whole McDonald's meal in with me going.
See, that's crazy. That's crazy. So, no, I would like to say for all of those that have been waiting for the Incredibles, Incredibles 2 is coming June. I'm excited for June besides my birthday month. Yes. Also, Uncle Drew looked like it's going to be funny. It's coming out in June.
And I know they've been teasing this for years and years and years, but it looks like we may finally be getting a Coming to America 2 in the near future.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to let myself not get excited about that.
They supposedly are writing it now.
So. Okay, I'm going to just let myself not get excited about that. Because then my heart will be too full of joy, and then for me to be let down would be not good.
Not necessarily movie reboots, but next week we need to touch on all these reboots when it comes to television shows that are supposedly in the making.
Yeah, right. And I saw Martin now. Yeah, yes. A lot might be happening. Yeah, we need to talk about that too. So, people, we got plenty to talk about. We've been gone a long time. Miss y'all. Happy y'all back. Yeah.
Look, as always, I am Brian McKay, and oh gosh. It's been a while.
Yeah, you need to say that over.
Ooh, hold on. Let me get right. As always, I am one of your co-hosts, Brian McKay, and I am with
C. Davis. Happy to be back, y'all.
And this has been the Mac and T Show podcast. Thank you for listening.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top. We're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.